This is GQDN for Thursday, September 4th, 2025. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Go do that too. Got lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some games that are coming. Yes, we do. Which would include Games of War getting an update. And there was a Full Metal Schoolgirl trailer. And something coming from the Binding of Isaac games creator. But we begin today with Steam. Because according to PC Gamer, Steam is now getting a frame because they did trademark the Steam Frame, and it is indeed called Steam Frame. That was spotted by some Reddit users there yesterday, and it did say that the Steam Frame trademark registration would cover the categories of computer game consoles for recreational game playing, video game consoles, video game accessories, and controllers for video games. Now, the Steam Frame could also be the branding for the Valve VR headset, which is codenamed Deckard. And they did say that Steam VR overlays are going to be renamed to Frames. That will be for the VR headset. But that could also go to the Steam Deck that is out right now. And maybe to the Steam games, or the Valve games, I should say. But that is indeed coming. And Steam does have PlayStation to it. And that's where we find that some of the PlayStation users are very frustrated. And that goes to the first ever PlayStation 5 covers, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, because they're sold out. The Ghost of Yoti ones are disappearing fast, and they are being sold out. In fact, the Ghost of Yoti accessories were going live earlier today, and they sold out pretty quickly. So the writer of PlayStation Lifestyle did go over to eBay, and they said that it's already up on their website, which means a lot of those covers were taken by the scalpers. Now, if they want the plates, if we want the plates here in the U.S., we have to be quick about it, because sometimes Sony does restock the limited edition items, but there's no guarantee if we'll get the Ghost of Yoti items. So good luck. But what could be up on the different consoles? According to GamesRadar.com, the Binding of Isaac creator is now making a new RPG called Mugenix. And they showed off some of the gameplay to it. And this was a 50-minute long video that the developer, Edmund McMillian, did walk through the game. And Mugenix is a cat with breeding instead of temporal shenanigans. There you have a house full of cats, and there you take them through some different maps to engage in combat. Now there are also some turn-based combat that will take on the tile grid, and you have to move the different cats that you have on the grid itself. So you start out with four standard classes: mages, tanks, ranged attackers, and fighters. And each plays differently. But the cats have their own abilities and passives. Now there's a pool of 1,200 abilities that your cats can learn. And the enemy units does have different abilities too. Kittens will run away after taking damage, and the tom-toms deal the damage in large area of effect. Now the game will be coming out February 10th next year, so we shall see what happens. Now we go to Gears of War, because according to Pure Xbox, it's getting an update going to 120 FPS. And that's because the variable refresh rate wasn't activated in the single player mode. But the latest update for the game did add the VRR support campaign mode on both Xbox Series X and S. Meaning that now you can do 120 FPS on your Xbox. Now there were some other updates to it, such as the natural weapon tuning, reduced power at mid-range, damage modifications, medium-range damage reduced by 15%, does not affect close-range damage, Bullet spread not as tight when aiming down sights. Shotgun pellet spread when aiming down sights is now less tight when targeting compared to the launch version, but it's still tighter than beta. That's just one of the updates there. But there's a game also on the way. Komatsu did say that Full Metal Schoolgirl did provide its second trailer. That's a D3 publisher, and Yuke's did reveal the second official trailer for this action shooter, Full Metal Schoolgirl. So for this one, you'll be in the year 2089 as a part of the United Federation of Japan, because that is one of the world's leading countries in overtime work. Full Metal Schoolgirl will be coming out on PlayStation 5, Switch 2, PC via Steam, and the Epic Games Store on October 23rd. If you want to see the trailer, it's in our Discord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, if you want some video cards, you might want to get on it. Be quick about it. Because the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5080 and 5070 Ti GPUs could be scrapped next month, according to PC Games N, because there's a rumor that says that NVIDIA is planning to make these two graphic cards EOL, so that way they can make way for the RTX 5000 Super Gaming GPUs, and they could be gone as soon as October 2025. That way they can make their new lineup, the Super Graphics cards, based on the Blackwell architecture, and the NVIDIA GeForce cards will offer 50% more VRAM than the current cards. And the rumor actually came from the YouTube tech leaker Moore's Law is Dead. And really none of this has been confirmed by NVIDIA. So, what they did say was, quote, "Probably the most exciting thing I was told, that NVIDIA plans to EOL the RTX 5080 and the RTX 5070 Ti in October," end quote. Now, NVIDIA could offer the 16-bit new ones at the $550 price level, but we shall see what happens there. But PC Games did say that the Asus Prime GeForce RTX 5070 right now is at $524 on Amazon. So if you want it, now we go to the esports corner. According to Esports Insider, B3 is launching its first gaming chain on the XRPL EVM sidechain, and that's the B3 network, which was built by Coinbase engineers. And they did launch a dedicated gaming chain on the XRP Ledger EVM sidechain. Now the move will expand B3's vision beyond the recent venture to hardware, because it'll be a PC that will be dubbed the P3 PC, and that'll have some crypto-specific safeguards that could erase sensitive data. Now the app chain on Ethereum Space, B3, did partner with XRPL Commons to create the XRPL game chain, and it's NPC Labs, the developers of the B3 network, co-founder Victoria Hying, to make a statement about all of this. And the statement went to Decrypt. They said, quote, "Through our own research conducted when we were at Coinbase, the team realized the most successful way to have users participate and engage more meaningfully on chain is through creating fun, frictionless, and novel experiences," end quote. Companies be companies, and you know that they are, when they're doing some remakes, like Square Enix. WCCF Tech did say that Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D, the remake, is getting new content to it. And that goes to the Erdrick trilogy, Erdrick, at which if you have played Dragon Quest 11, like I'm doing up on my Twitch account, Joe Space, you find out what happened to Edric. But they did say that it's the easiest game that they made, and the game is dated, but it still held up pretty well. Now the remake is being compiled as the predecessor, but the team had to do more. So what they did there at Gamescom is they did put in some improvements and some tweaks to modernize the game. So, when the hero goes to fight the Dragon Lord, for instance, you no longer fight single enemies, but groups just like the rest of the series. And the hero's skill set was also expanded with a scroll system It allows players to teach their character a lot of different skills. And the game feature goes to a lot more of the story and the rest of the series. And there'll be some more items and some different stuff. And the developer did also say that it would take 35 hours to get to the ending. Because in the original version, it took about 18 hours to complete it. Now, this game will launch October 30th on PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox, Series X and S, in both Nintendo Switch and Switch 2. So basically, it's going to be everywhere. So go check that out next month. And by the way, if you got a Switch or Switch 2, Nintendo Everything said you can go get Puzzle Quest. Well, you can wish list it, because the Immortal Edition will be heading to Nintendo Switch on September 18th this year. So in 14 days. So if you want a game for your Switch 2 or your Nintendo Switch, you can do just that. We'll be back again tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.